Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Judy Glazer is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Judith Glazer is a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. She is an organizational anthropologist. She's the author of The DNA of Leadership, which is an outstanding book that I've been using for about 5 years now. And also her newer book is called 42 Rules for Creating We, and she's here to talk to us about something that I think you are pretty darn good at, small business owners, but we can get better. Judy Glazer, welcome back to the show.
Thrilled to be back again.
It's good to have you back. Judith, one of the things you've been working on lately is the concept of candor in the marketplace. And, and you know, I use the term authenticity a lot on the show. I talk about transparency. And talk to us about what you mean when you say candor.
Okay. So candor is the ability to say what's on your mind truthfully to another person. And it seems to be a skill that has lost its way and is now finding a new direction in the world. What we're discovering is, and I'll give you two different types of research, the most recent research that I've been working with says that candor is the single most important factor in creating high performance inside of organizations and creating business success outside of organizations. Single most important. And if we couple that with research that was done by Jim Kouzis from the, what's it called? He has a whole leadership company. He took over Tom Peters' company. They started to do research on 19 factors that influenced companies and leadership success. And this is, I think it's like 30-year research. The one thing that stood out, again, and everything else changed below it, but the one thing that stood out and said that like 90% of the time, a leader is admired for his honesty, integrity, and candor. And then the next most important thing dropped down 20 points. So what we're seeing now is for individuals and for companies, candor is a way to set the table. It's a completely different way to set the table and bring people to the table in order to have conversations that create breakthrough and that prevent all of the wasted time that we spend all the time in silos and in fights and arguments and doing things behind people's back. It's because we're afraid to tell the truth. Yet truth is the one thing that unlocks success.
Couldn't we say candor is the language of trust?
It is exactly the language of trust. And this is, I'm so excited we're going in that direction because what we do in our company, we teach conversational intelligence. And conversational intelligence is the way to structure conversations so that you enable the conversation to have the most candor and caring at the same time, candor and caring. Right, and so in order to get the trust, you have to be willing to say inside of yourself, I'm going to take a risk, and the risk is that I'm going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to find out how to do it in a way that has more caring to it. So, for example, somebody says, let me be candid with you. You know, I think your work stinks. That's not being candid. That's not saying what's on your mind. Maybe it
is. Right.
But it doesn't advance the conversation. And I know the person right before you were talking about or that's coming after is about partnerships. And so human beings can't make business happen. They can't make life happen without partnerships. And so we have to learn how to transform, you know, the candor into candor and caring.
One of the things that we've talked about a lot on this show since I've been doing it for over 14 years is the concept of trust. And what you're helping us understand is that candor is what we do. It's what we say and how we behave, and it's an act. It's a way of being that creates something that other people feel about us and recognize and value about us, and that's trust. And you know, candor is what we do. trust is the result of that, I think. And any time you can create those two things, anytime you can produce those two things, then something of quality, something excellent is going to happen. And one of the things that I am so proud of small business owners about, Judy, is that in the on Main Street, this is the kind of this is the kind of behavior that you find by and large on Main Street. There's not a lot, there's no not much obfuscation. There's, you know, it's pretty much what you see is what you get, because we got nowhere to hide. We don't have anywhere to hide. And I think the world could benefit from the lessons that people, you know, we all have lessons from the big companies. Many books are written about things that you know you've written about it yourself. But I think the world could benefit from the kind of authenticity, the kind of candor that you find on Main Street.
Yeah, I agree totally. And you know, it's funny, on Wall Street, you get people catch up with you. You know, as we're finding over and over again, you know, people that do dirty deals get caught, mm-hmm. and they do dirty deals because they're not being candid with people, and they think that they can. There's something that they're going after, some type of self-interest. And that they're going to, you know, smear it a little bit and people won't find them and find out, and they'll just keep making money and so forth. But what you're discovering, the way you talk about it, is so great, because it is catching up with us. And mm-hmm. the concept of trust is a level setter today now. It's the new language of trust. And let me share with you a little bit about what happens or some new language around trust that might help people. Every human being has aspirations for greatness. We all aspire to be something important in our lives. Nobody sits in the morning and looks in the mirror and does their shaving and says there, you know, well, today I'm going to be a really stupid idiot. You know, mm-hmm. we say, you know, I'm going to achieve that thing. I'm going to get that goal. I'm going to win. It's going to be great. And a lot of times there becomes a gap between our aspiration and our reality. Those are called reality gaps. And so much of what we need to deal with in our life, and where candor fits in, is that if my aspiration is so big and reality is not anywhere close to that, I have to deal with that gap every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people start to lie and cheat and steal and mm-hmm. make stuff up and pretend it's great. If people could together work reality gaps, and that even takes place when you have a manager and an employee, when there are gaps in their performance, and that's mm-hmm. so important for small business,
that's
right?
That's a huge deal. Right there.
Yeah, it's a huge.
Not being candid about performance, all that does is beget more poor performance. And
right.
I want to talk about this. I want to come back to this. This is really important stuff. Right after these messages with our good friend Judith Glaser. She's the author of The DNA of Leadership. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.